Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Rubes, back on top.
Back on top.
Huh?
Back on top.
Champions do what champions do.
Nipping at his heels, though, dipping and spitting.
Ah.
Gosh.
I love dipping and spitting. He's in all the chats.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out dipping and spitting. I know dipping and spitting. Yeah.
Does he dip and spit? Probably, right?
Probably. We all used to at one point. Mine was the bear, the Kodiak. Oh, the bear's going to get you.
Right.
The old Kodiak, man. Let's do it.
Right.
Let's do it.
Right.
Kids, if you haven't subscribed to Patreon, go to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. Jesse's new show, Crime Corner, is out tonight. Third episode on Patreon. Subscribe. There was a listener that hit me up this morning, and I wanted to praise you for this, who went through our Patreon for the first time, didn't really know we had one or how much content we had.
Yeah.
We have a fuck ton of shows.
We really do.
And I think the best way to describe it, he was like, dude, this is like the Adult Swim version of Tetherball Academy Media. And I was like, yes, that's perfect. That's the perfect description.
Yeah. No, that's good.
There's a bunch of fucked up shows. There's Crime Corner on there. Ross Patterson Uncirked on there. Dan's Get Fucked podcast is on there. Sometimes they're playing video games, having fun.
Yeah.
Although I wish Giorgio and Dan would play against each other because we win in this life. There's winners and losers. I want to see a winner and a fucking loser, Giorgio. Okay. So I got to know. I got to know who wins and loses. One day, you've got to go a full 90-minute FIFA match and see who wins and who loses.
Well, we have to beat the computer first. We have to take down the AI.
Why is that? Why can't you guys just play against each other?
Both losers. There you go.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
This life, there's winners and losers.
And losers.
And
the AI.
Sure.
Not going against that
every
anymore.
Time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every single time. Damn it. Damn it. Fun times today. We're almost at war. That's fun. That's going on in the background. Not even going to discuss it on this show today because I don't care at this point if it all burns. I really don't. Everything that's going on in the news, you're like, man, that's not real. There's no way this is real. So maybe we deserve it. Maybe we deserve a good old-fashioned nuke from China or something like that. Case in point, Airbnb was renting slave quarters today.
What is this all about?
So this is a real slave quarter that they used to have slaves live in. Bomb, pop that up. There it is. Now, you would think this is a joke, that there's no way this would go on in America. It is. No free ads, Bob. All right? Bill Burr's got enough money. Get him off the goddamn screen.
He's done.
It's a good show. We saw it, I think, on Netflix. It's good.
Right?
Yeah, it's good.
It's behind the times, but it is good and it would have been good 2 years ago. For
right,
sure.
Right, right.
It would have been way cutting edge.
Same with the slave quarters for Airbnb. So I don't know when they put this up, when they posted it, but I definitely know they took it down yesterday because there was some backlash. Bob, if you could read the description on there. Oh, there's another picture. Yeah, go inside the house there, the slave quarters.
Oh, yeah, no, we can go the whole
yeah, let's run through it. Okay, so on the outside, this looks like a fun, flirty little cabin.
The Panther Burn Cottage at Belmont Plantation.
That's nice, isn't it? Look at that. The Panther Burn.
Now, I put in two-bedroom. I don't know why this came up, but sometimes Airbnb does that to you, right?
Sure.
They're like, it sleeps seven.
There's
like, how?
Nine beds on the floor,
and there's
four sleeping bags in the closet.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleeps as many as you can make work.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
Go to the next picture. Now, this looks rustic, fun. This looks like something some Austin hipsters would love. You know, at this point, it also looks like where Abraham Lincoln died. He looked like he died in one of those beds. That's how old this is. So this definitely looks like the 1800s. Okay. Now, this should give you some cause for concern. Not only are you in Mississippi, but then you walk in, you're like, huh, this looks like it's from the 1800s. I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Now, look, they classed it up a little bit.
I don't think that's original tile.
That's not original tile. So they redid the bathroom.
I love it, though.
I know. It's gorge. It's gorge. If you just want to be on a plantation and live the Panther Burn life.
Now, Bob, was that a mirror? In the last one, was that a mirror? Or are there two beds on? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. It's two beds facing each other.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay.
In case you want to have a mutual masturbation session.
Sorry.
Great.
Go ahead.
Great for that. Redone bedroom. I mean, a bathroom that looks nice. Keep going, Bob. Look at that. Oh, boy.
Look at the armoire.
Get a little work done, a little home office in your slave quarters.
Oh, there you go. Look at that fan, because there's no AC, right? Put you on that little fan. But look, guys, through that window, we've got like a full parking lot out
sure
there.
Sure do. So. Plenty of room. So that's the fun thing about
free
plantations is
Wi-Fi.
There's endless parking on plantations if you've ever been to one.
Now, fun fact, this is the window, the one you see the car in. This is the window that the building's previous occupants would often look outside of and say, oh no, he's coming.
Right. 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 Very fun.
And you can reenact that at home. So if you were able to rent this, you could say, oh shit, the white man's coming, and then kind of shut the curtains real fast. What else we got there, Bobby, in these photos? Anything else fun and flirty? Look at
that. Oh, that's a ridge shiplap, I think.
That's real nice.
Very Joanna Gaines.
Yep. Very Joanna Gaines. And look, now I see a better angle of the bathroom. I think they kept a ridge wall in there as well.
Now, I want to focus on that wall, if you don't mind, if you'll indulge me there. You see the markings? They're about maybe two feet down from the ceilings.
Not.
Yep. Now that's where slaves tried to escape this place, but were more than likely locked in all night.
Okay.
And that's part of the magic that Airbnb provides as well.
Okay.
That's part of all that magic of like, hey, dude, this is so realistic. You can see it and feel it.
Do you kind of feel like Paula Deen now is like, I mean, Do I seem that bad now?
No, no. I think Paula Deen's probably like, eh, you know. What else we got here, Bobby? They put a TV in there?
They put a TV in there.
Okay.
You know, not quite the same entertainment as in the 1830s and 40s.
The only thing it shows is Django Unchained on repeat. That's it.
Django?
Django. Not look at
now,
that.
By the way, though, guys.
That's a clawfoot bathtub to take a nice cock soak in.
I would spend all of my time in this bathroom. It's gorgeous.
Now, yeah, actually, nice. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Would you bathe in this tub? Or I think you missed it.
Oh, the outside one. Let's go to the
outdoor tub.
No.
I think I'd be in there.
I'd go outside, yeah.
Yeah.
And I do see like there is a little seat in there, right?
Yeah.
Like it is literally set up for like a cigar.
Oh,
and
yeah. I want to soak up the sun. You can bring your JBL speaker and just kind of play that while you're living in the slave bathtub. Want to soak up the sun.
Eventually, you just got to be sitting there and think to yourself,
mm-hmm.
This wasn't so bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is where white people go to feel better, where they're like, man, I don't understand what the problem was back then.
You know, it's like, well.
What was it?
Ross and I both know someone, and we're not going to say who it is, that actually said something to us like that in real life. They kind of like it, you know? They like getting back into their culture. They were having fun. I'm not telling you. Not telling you.
God damn it, dude.
But anyway, so now look. This probably is some kind of like ghost tour situation, right? Like, or some kind of like, it's definitely not someone that just, right?
I don't know. They did it up. Like, it wasn't like see what it was like. Like, they
made it.
They renoed it.
Okay.
Yeah, they renoed it. They renoed the slave quarters.
You know, okay. No, I, no,
oh.
fair.
I mean, this looks like an episode of HGTV that's like never aired again. You know what I mean? Like, it airs once and then it's never on air again.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I will say, so Tim Dillon did a little thing on Airbnb as well. But what he
was
saying,
his was involving sex trafficking.
Yeah. But the right. point of it was that companies are getting more unique mm-hmm. with their business model now because of the R word, inflation, recession, whatever. So, so like maybe they're, you know, going towards leaning into the porn. Or the filming part of it, because they know people film at their places anyways, right? So like maybe they're more filming.
But they're not cool with it. No, Airbnb is not cool with you filming.
Well,
there.
They have to be cool with it now because their business is it's dropping, right?
It's,
so this is what I'm saying
shambles,
is like maybe they're trying different things.
Mm-hmm.
This was a miss, right?
Yeah. So the description, by the way, on this read bed and breakfast. So that's how they label that. Just a bed. It's just a nice bed and breakfast.
Well, maybe they do have a place where they do breakfast altogether.
Hang on. Let me read the rest of this description for you here. Now, this particular structure is an 1830s slave cabin. So that was in the description of the Airbnb, description of where you're staying.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Airbnb. I tried Airbnb, but you're fucking dumb. You're done.
You ready for the rest of it? Now, this small building was also used as a tenant sharecropper's cabin and a medical office for local farmers and their families.
Medical office?
Sure was. So what the white said was, hey, we've got an injury here. Get them out of there while we repair our bloody legs and arms and all that stuff in the slave cabins, because we don't want to get the blood in the main house.
Right.
And so Airbnb wanted to let you know, hey, guys, it wasn't just for slaves. It was also to fix up wounds from the civil fucking war, probably. So you're good there. Now, they've deleted it as of this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the comments here. Oof. How do you sleep there and not feel the pain in that room? That's a fun one with a question mark, you know? Mm-hmm.
Fair question.
Airbnb spokesperson tells us they're removing listings that are known to have included former slave quarters on site in the U.S. and will be working with experts to develop new policies for properties that are associated with slavery. Now, that's fine, okay? But that also leads me to ask the question, how many fucking slave quarters are being rented out all over America?
Bob, like, what if you go into Airbnb and type
slave quarter?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a whole subset.
Yeah,
it's
I'm like not saying on, do it, but like, do it.
Yeah. It's like when you're on Zillow, it's like two bedrooms, townhome.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Now, I will say the porch I do love.
Mm-hmm.
Because I pick a banjo from time to time, and that would be a real fun place to do it.
Oh, you're a picker? I didn't know that.
Plucker. Yeah.
Band picker. It's what they call it in the biz.
It's extraordinary to me that somehow this cabin from the 1830s is still standing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they didn't make them nice.
No, look at the foundation, of which there is none, right?
Like, hang on.
Look at those cinder blocks under
there. Hang on, guys. They built them to last back then because you really had to go through the elements. Like that.
Sure, that's
that
true.
Shit holds up. You and I were in a cabin down here when we first moved to Texas. Do you remember that?
Cabin?
Yeah, wood cabin, because that was your dream. You just watched Yellowstone. You were
You mean I went to like... Had we the realtor actually
physically
take
looked
me
yep. at two yep. cabins with the realtors.
Yeah.
Where can I find it on Zillow?
No, they're sold now. I know One of them dropped real low because we walked in. There was about 50,000 spiders
look at
in there.
Like log cat or
log cabins, Austin, Texas.
While he does that, I want to burst the bubble, unfortunately. Because a lot of these are like historic preservations where it's not fully the cabin. They like take as much of the original wood as they can
and like and build then, like, it back. It. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Correct. Stairs aren't original. That yeah. It's not fully original.
Like it definitely looked like it was moved.
And we had a.
Because it's on those like. You know, temporary. Yeah.
We had a realtor who was old school Texas and like actually Texas, not like California or whatever. Like she'd lived here her whole life. She sounded like Reba. And she lived here her whole life. And she said, guys, I'm going to be real honest with you here. These cabins are shitty. They're shitty because the way they're built, it's hard to keep all the air conditioning into these things. Like you've got to always constantly get them. Sealed up and then termites and then bugs and other shit. And I was like,
when I look back on it now, like I cringe a little bit at myself, but whatever. Did you pull up? Did you find any?
I can't find. I mean, it takes me to Log Cabin, Texas, which is a town.
Oh, a town,
apparently.
Yeah.
No log cabins in Dripping Springs. There are a bunch out there.
I'm sure. Yeah. I don't think it's a style you can search on.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, look, they were out there. Jesse went and looked at them. We got that fantasy out of the way. Mm-hmm. One of them that we looked at was a fun one because there was a lightning strike the week before that had gone down through the chimney and exploded the chimney everywhere. And they said, hey, we're going to repair that before you buy it, just so you know. And I go, oh, and we'll just
now,
see.
Now, that
you know.
One was the nice one, though.
We're not buying it.
It had, like, lofts, like, little, like, wooden
sure
lofts
did.
In it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Super nice.
Yeah.
Super nice for you know, the 1800s and slaves and stuff. But,
yeah, what
you know.
They don't tell you about exposed wood inside a house.
Mm-hmm.
Critters love it.
Love it.
So.
Love it.
The perimeter where the baseboard would be of the entire house was covered in rodent shit.
Yes.
So fun, right?
Right.
Now, and this was when Zillow really, I mean, those pictures, though, were very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those where you go in and you're like, oh.
Photoshop anything.
Photoshop or... You know, pictures were taken forever ago. They're still using the same pictures from like two owners ago. I don't know, but
a lot of rat shit.
My dreams
over the house.
Were
crushed.
Continually crushed over and over again.
Yeah. And we had to get the fuck out of there. So
still.
So good for Airbnb. They're going to do more for the people and they're going to do better. Whatever the trope is that they always, you know, say, we're going to try to learn from that. It's a teachable moment. At Airbnb is what it is, Jabe. So good for them. And then another reason why, you know, if China just sends over a nuke today, another teachable moment from Beyonce. The album's not doing well. Big shock. I don't know if any of you guys listened to it. There's about one song on there. You won't break my throat. Mm-hmm. You won't break my throat. The rest of the album is an art piece. She said it was inspired by her dead gay uncle, I think. If memory serves me correct. And that seems about right.
Yeah.
She made it for about one person, who is no longer with us, did not make that for the rest of Gen Pop and the rest of the world. Same with Adele, by the way.
Yeah.
Just didn't, I didn't really try. One of the songs had 24 writers on it.
I want to say her new skill and just, you know, form of awesomeness is her like imagery now. Like the whole idea of the album and like the pictures that she took and videos and like the way that it looks like
on the horse.
No, but it's like kind of amazing as well.
Right.
Like the era that she's doing and how she shot and everything.
Looks amazing.
So fucking cool.
Now the problem is when you're a musician, you actually have to make a good album.
Right.
And that's the difficulty, right? Like with you. People could stare at your face all day long and be like, oh, there's just some hot girl on screen. No. But it's a podcast. And if she's not saying anything interesting, nobody really fucking cares. Right. And with Beyonce, it wasn't enough that the album bombed. So it's going to come in at like the estimates, I think, are right around 275. To keep it in perspective, her last album was somewhere in the 700s.
Mm-hmm. It's Lemonade, just right? Yeah, the last one.
I mean, and it's just nowhere close. And everybody's like, oh, it's streaming. It's a different world now. No, it's not. The albums just aren't good. And I think we can just all say that and be fine with it. Same with Post Malone. Everybody's trying to figure out why Post Malone's album bombs. Because only half of it is good. The other half is like cutesy TikTok songs.
Mm-hmm.
I like you. And all that other shit. And it's like, dude, just make a fucking good album. You've done it three in a row.
Yeah.
You can do it. Half the album was great. All you had to do is just complete the other half. You're fine on that. So now they're kind of looking for reasons of what happened with it. And the word spaz or spazzing out was one of them, that she had degraded a certain type of people. I don't even know what the fuck this is.
Well, it's a new one. Lizzo just dealt with this in her last song and took it out, changed it, and was like, I'm
spazzing out.
So spazzing out, I think Bob has it up on Scream. So spasticity.
This is from Good Morning America. They were explaining to their audience why you can't say, oh, he's such a spaz.
Yes.
Oh, got it, got it. Put that on. Can you put that on screen?
I think he can do this.
Yeah, you can do the image.
Sure. So abnormal increase in muscle tone or stiffness may interfere with movement and speech. So listen, you know what this is, right?
I don't know what this is because I have this.
You have what?
Great. I have problems with joints and pains and all that stuff.
No.
What are we saying? Spell it out. What are we saying here? We're making fun of retarded people. Is that what it is?
Do you see the hand there?
I mean, that's it's basically specific. What they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So that's
damage to the nerve pathways or brain or spinal cord or control. Hey, man, that's a lot of fucking people. That's Joe Biden. What are we doing? Like, what the fuck are we doing anymore?
I will say once, you know, the album wasn't doing well and Beyonce wakes up to this, right?
Yeah.
I bet. I'm not going to try and, you know, put words in her mouth or like try and think of what maybe she was saying alone to Jay-Z in the comfort of her own home, right? But I will, I probably guess it's somewhere along the lines of, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, this is good. This is like, feast, let them feast. Eat your own. Mm-hmm, yeah, keep eating.
Yep, yep. Even Beyonce is not
immune to it. Like
she thought she was. She saw Lizzo go through it, right?
Yeah.
And she thought, yeah, but I'm fucking Beyonce right? Doesn't really work that way for me, does it? It does. And actually, you know, she's using derogatory, ableist language now.
What does ableist mean? Hang on. What does that mean?
So, you know how you can walk upstairs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means you're able-bodied.
You're able-bodied, and how do you feel about people that can't?
Honestly, I'm disappointed in you, Ross, because for a little bit of time, you learned what it was like to be an unable body.
I sure
person.
Did.
Yeah. And then you went back and just absorbed that privilege without kind of any reconciliation or penance.
And yeah. I'd like to apologize now for all the ableist shit we said about you.
Yeah, when you were in a coma, it was bad.
Dying from AIDS. What else? There was a million phrases. Do you know how many I cared about? Zero. Do you know what my secret wish was? That if I had passed, you guys would have made fucking t-shirts and given those out to the masses and monetized the shit out of it.
Right. I mean, we had mock-ups.
Yeah.
We had mock-ups.
Yes.
We discussed.
That's what all of the things is what we should have done for that. And I gave zero fuck. I still give zero fucks to this day.
Right.
Zero.
Right, we're planning on selling shirts that you're not the real Ross Patterson, that the real Ross Patterson died.
Yes.
And we're floating those
fuck yeah.
And
we'll do Levine it.
We'll do side by side of like, this is your stunt double.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not gonna try and guess what she was saying in the privacy of her own home, but it probably was something along the lines of that. Like, it was, are you fucking kidding me? But
probably fuck all these people.
I think so.
She was probably staring at a Basquiat painting in her bathroom, and she said, "Fuck all these people."
We also have, I think you can probably find it, but people that tweeted, people in that community that tweeted about it, or people that were, allies. Tweeted about the spaz situation.
High and Angry says $5 for the traditional Atlanta airbrush memorial shirts. That's a real deep cut for me in Atlanta. Those are the best. They still are to this day. Okay. Anytime a homie died in the hood in Atlanta, they would get an airbrush t-shirt of them with RIP and then the dates that they lived and died. And
oh, that's cool.
It was a blast. Thank you for that, High and Angry.
That made
my entire fucking day. That one comment made my entire fucking day today.
Yeah.
It's a deep cut. I love it.
God, it makes me mad you lived.
Yeah, because you could have done that too.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
How good would that have been? They would have sold like crazy.
And I wouldn't have known. That's the other part. I wouldn't have fucking known.
But
because is there people that are, and I'm being genuine when I say this, is there people that are actually mentally retarded or have some condition that they spoke out and they were like, man, I don't appreciate you talking about us like this?
Tons.
In so much as it happened on Twitter.
Yeah. So there's so like
Twitter's not real.
Right. So here's one that's representative, I suppose, from Hannah Divany.
I think they showed this one on GMA. Yeah, this one. She is in a wheelchair. Go ahead.
Okay. Read it aloud.
Yeah. As she's a writer, disability advocate, editor-in-chief for Missing Perspectives, whatever. Okay, so Beyonce used the word spaz in her new song, Heated. Feels like a slap in the face to me, the disabled community, and the progress we've tried to make with Lizzo, because they had already...
Oh, they already Christ. Fucked with
her, yeah. Guess I'll just keep telling the whole industry to do better until ableist slurs disappear from music. Heartbreak and emoji.
So just so we're clear, can you read me the definition of ableist? Like, just the... Because I've never heard that word before. At all. I've never heard it. This is the first time I've ever heard it. Just what does it mean exactly? Like
discrimination in favor of able-bodied people.
Oh, so...
So we're saying,
the able-bodied people.
Yes.
Oh, got it.
So it's like racist, where you're looking down on... You know what I mean?
Holy fucking shit, dude. There's no way we're here. There's no fucking way we're here.
Oh, buddy, we've been here.
Ableist is now what we're...
Oh, yeah.
I've in the past... This is years ago too. Like, I mean, because this all this stuff really started like 2015 when it got real heat. Yep. It's like the end of the Obama administration. They were like, we're fucking untouchable. Let's just go all in.
It was Mizzou. Mizzou started it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go to that rabbit hole.
Nazi shit.
But someone said, I remember someone saying, don't use the word lame because that's ableist.
Oh yeah.
So you couldn't call stuff gay anymore.
Yep.
And then so people were like, all right, well that's lame, I guess. And then someone was like,
right.
Hold on just a minute there, bucko.
I had a similar experience. I used the word mongoloid in an article.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Now even I know that's not good.
Oh, boy. Use whatever you want.
You know what you can still totally say? Rule of thumb.
What's that?
You can still totally say rule of thumb. No questions asked.
What does that mean?
I totally was talking to a girl the other day and we were talking about rule of thumb. I was like, a good rule of thumb. Well, technically, the origins of rule of thumb are pretty fucked up
because
you were legally allowed to beat your wife with a stick no larger than your thumb. And I think you can't really do much damage.
That's where it started, right?
Probably should have been a rule of wrist.
Say that all day long.
What about people without thumbs?
Rule of wrist.
Yeah, with thumb problems.
Yep.
Like that. That's OnlyFans chick we had on. She had the hammer thumbs. She had the Megan Fox hammer thumbs.
Honestly, Ross, I don't see those in the OnlyFans. I keep looking for them,
yeah,
and I just can't find the thumbs.
People pay for them, I guess. So.
I want to say she was lovely, but she really fooled you guys, didn't she?
No, nobody ever really fools me. Where it's just
nobody
like,
was
hey,
fooled by it?
By what?
Just by like, oh, like, I just like, I don't know, like I was a nurse and then I just like, I don't know, I just like started... Kind of
she's
like
just
having...
a girl next door.
That's know,
all she
like...
is, and she fucks her husband.
And like
that's it.
Yeah,
that's all she does for money.
You know, $12.99.
Yeah, it is. We're
but
in a recession.
Actually, more
we're in a recession.
Actually, it's more if you really want stuff. But I do just a base $12.99.
Well, Giorgio, did you pay
well,
extra?
Well, unless you want to see anything, but then you know that's different.
You're right, the videos are a la carte.
Yeah. But actually, I like to do just like a base. I'm different.
Yeah,
it's a step forward. So yeah. I did a deep dive.
Oh, you did? Okay. How much did you end up paying?
That's 12, a fucking porn star.
$12.99 gets you the bra,
don't shake your head,
gets
Dan.
You the underwear set, picture photos.
Okay.
She posts video teasers of her videos, but often with like emojis or blurred out genitals. And then those are about 30 seconds long. The audio, key in those, very key. Then she has another OnlyFans that she her VIP OnlyFans in which that you also have to subscribe to if you want to then have the opportunity to purchase the videos, in which she just mass DMs people every day with a little dollar amount. And she doesn't really do that. It's kind of set up to auto do that, or her husband looks like he does that. So if you're talking to her and like commenting on your dick size, you're probably just talking to her husband, which, you know, is cool too.
Yeah, that's
cool. And also, you're not a porn star if you're just fucking your husband.
Exactly.
I'll say that.
Yep. She's just having
now,
sex
this is, no,
with
that's,
her husband.
That's interesting.
Fun.
That's interesting because then you have to define porn star, right? Like, you have to define, like, someone that makes money from having sex in front of other people, right? It's not... who you're having sex with.
I think it is.
I think it is too.
It doesn't matter what you think, Delco.
Love is
there
love.
There are also facts involved. But here's the thing. I say good for her.
Their love
she
is
was
captured
great.
On camera.
You guys all were like, I mean, in. Like, you really thought that the nurse from Boston had no intention of ever being a porn star, and she just sort of fell into it.
Jessie. You're a porn ableist.
But I say
you're
good for her,
dude.
By the way, if
good
she's listening, her. Like, yeah. good for her.
But Jesse, let's say you make a featured film with just you and your husband, just a regular just narrative.
Yeah.
Does that make you a movie star?
Oh, you're saying star is the operative.
Sure.
You're saying she does porn, but we can't call her a porn star.
Does that make you an actress if you make a home movie with your husband?
Yes.
Yes. If I'm acting in it.
You're making an independent film. You're acting.
You're acting.
She's
doing porn.
She's porning
all over the place.
She's living out her life on camera.
She's porn adjacent.
Yeah.
What if she wins an award?
Exactly.
For her porn.
Like, she can't because it's on OnlyFans. So unless OnlyFans has an award show, you can't get into the AVNs on OnlyFans.
And you're defending her why? You're in love?
No, but I wonder if they have a Pornhub account to then promote the OnlyFans.
She got Delco, He goes, oh, she's just
the business model behind it is genius. She made, what, $4.5 million last year?
She wanted to be a nurse. They wouldn't let her.
Yeah.
Okay?
They would not let her.
She wanted to be a nurse.
Do you know how many people reached out after that show and they were like, she helped me through my darkest time. I had broken legs in a car accident. She was there. She nursed me. She cleaned up all my piss and shit.
By the way, whatever.
And I had no idea that she was having sex with her husband in love on camera for money. And I don't care because my legs were broken, shattered. I was in a body cast. She took care of me in a Boston hospital.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you do really look at the stuff, if you go down the rabbit hole of it, if you dissect the interview, she really had everyone fooled.
None of us are fooled about anything. What is wrong with making love to your husband on camera for millions of dollars?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, am I missing something? We were enjoying a nice, lovely story about a young couple in America who is living out their dream. They're both retired. They live in Clearwater Beach,
right
near Hogan's Hangout, right next to where Hulk Hogan performs karaoke on Tuesday nights.
It has all the elements, though. It's like the nurse, educated, girl next door, prosecuted, right? Like she was kicked out because she was doing OnlyFans. Like it has all of the elements that really get you guys going.
Yeah. And that's what the beauty of it is.
What, do you have something to say?
What are you, the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, SCOTUS. Why don't you put your gavel down?
Look.
Take off your white wig and stop judging people, for Christ's sakes.
Now, Ross, if she's still
having passionate love with her husband, and yes, she can still nurse anywhere in the United States if called into action.
So, Ross,
she can do it.
If you knew about her while you needed a nurse,
yeah,
and yep.
How much more would you pay for her nursing abilities vis-a-vis the one who you were seeing?
You know what? I wouldn't have to because it's part of the hospital. Same thing where she was at. She was working at a nice hospital, helping people out in comas like myself, bringing them back to life through joy and wonderment.
Private medicine. You're at home recuperating.
100%.
Right. How much a day are you paying this woman to be your nurse?
Oh, if you can afford it, yeah, you go that Marshall route. Who's the old man that bought Anna Nicole Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Buy it up if you're rich enough. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't understand about Deshaun Watson. Fucking hire him. Have him be in-house. You can keep eight of them in your goddamn mansion. Who cares?
That's why I think he was addicted. That's why I think he is like some weird sex addict situation, because he's just like chasing after anyone who brushes up against him with his cock.
Yeah, it was weird, Jesse. By the way, we won't go too deep in this because we covered it yesterday, but when I looked at the report and kind of leafed through it, and they did all the interviews, and we did all to do justice and everything, it was 76 massages in 18 months. It's a lot of HJs in 18 months. You know what I'm saying? And like you're
there's a
rich
deeper.
And famous and every like... You have all the things.
There's a deeper thing happening. Yeah.
It wasn't just, you're super stressed out about the game. And it's like, no, you could go in. He's in Houston. There's a million strip clubs in Houston. We did a live show from Bucks Wild right outside of our hotel room.
I think when I heard this, the first question I asked was like, were these massage therapy places that weren't known for that?
He was hitting up everybody across the board.
Really?
Normies, you know, Asians, you name it. Like, he didn't discriminate. I will say that about him, which is nice.
Sorry, I was high yesterday, Ross. You said 76 in 18 months?
Correct.
That's like one a week.
Is it really?
Yeah, I feel like that's like, you know, pregame, you know, you have your favorite rub and tug place you like head out to. Like, I feel like that's acceptable.
I stand corrected. It just seemed like an excessive amount and overruled. That's way to go, Giorgio.
Media.
No,
that's
I'll give
media.
It to you. Yeah, that's one a week. That's one HJ a week. You know, he works out hard. He's earned it. And if you're at home and you're thinking about getting a masseuse, get one on a GhostBed from GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Let's go. Let's go. 40% off the bundle package. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together into one night of magic. Guess who sends out a ghost bed? Rich.
Oh, to
the reluctant
porn.
Nope, she's
star.
Having passionate
she,
sex with her husband, and they're
she
making
fell
love
into it
on that
she's
mattress.
Doing what she has to
on
do,
her
guys.
OnlyFans. Guys,
she is making ends meet.
It is a nice mattress to have sex on and make love to your husband on.
Yeah. I don't know. It just sounds fun. What are we doing?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Who turned the camera on?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a fun mattress to get monkeypox on if you
I
want to.
I don't know. I'm a nurse. Like, am I going to get in trouble?
Yeah. Sure aren't.
All right. Fine.
Sure aren't. You know? Nursing people back to health.
But I
and
really
Jesse's
love being
out here
a nurse.
Slamming first responders. The front line. She went through so much during COVID. She told the story on the show.
I loved being a nurse.
Yeah, she loved it.
The money, not so much, but I loved.
She loved everything about it, Jesse. And her dreams were fucking dashed. What was she to do than to make love to her fucking husband for money on the internet? God damn you, Jesse. And again, if you're out there and you want to do the same, do it on a GhostBed. It's the best sex you'll ever have for, you can bring it up to what, $12.99? Giorgio's the first one, $39.99. You can charge. People are going to pay extra to see you fuck on a ghost bed. You're like, hey, making love on this goddamn thing. Now, if you want 30% off the entire store, promo code Drinking Bros at checkout will do that. Fill it all the way up. You can get the mattress, sheets. The sheets are amazing, by the way. The pillows. I don't have the weighted blanket because I can't sleep for 14 hours in a row, but I heard you do, and I heard it's incredible. They get all the things at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Fill up the cart, 30% off, and at checkout, bottom of the screen, 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest if you have decent credit. It's hot as fuck down here, and it's not getting any goddamn better. So if you live anywhere in the state of Texas and you don't have one of these cooling mattresses, brother, you're missing out. I can tell you that. You walk out of there with all those deals, dude, about $25 a month, and you'll be sleeping in comfort. Fun things. Next up, we got liquidiv.com.
Oh, perfect.
Drinking it as we speak.
You have to, especially right now.
Whew, man. I'm not going to go on about the heat too much.
We can't.
But it's one of those things where you just stop pissing. And then you're like, oh, shit, I haven't taken a piss in like 9 hours. I wonder why. It's 108 again.
Yep.
Who knew, huh?
That's when you load up on the liquid IV. Put it in your
body.
In your bottle of water.
Yep.
Let it hydrate you 2 to 3 times faster because you cannot drink the amount of water physically that you need to hydrate in this heat. Liquid IV helps you.
Yes.
With a little bit less liquid,
promo code
more
Nooners.
Hydration.
Promo code Nooners, 15% off at checkout there. All you do is you pop a stick in one of these bad boys, 16 ounces of water. It'll rehydrate you twice as fast and you're good to go. Good to go there, okay? Ton of amazing flavors. The new one, that's that cherry one, the golden cherry.
Golden cherry Concord grape is really good.
Amazing.
There's, I think, a sour apple.
Sour apple's out.
That one's really good,
there's a bunch
too.
Of pears out. And then they got the OG flavors, the lemon lime.
Strawberry.
The caramel apple,
favorite.
If you want it. They got, strawberry. Tons of them. They're amazing. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco if you want. Or get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use promo code Nooners at checkout. That is 15% off anything in the entire store when you shop for better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Let's go, family. Let's go, all my little family. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. I was talking to my parents yesterday. They're like, hey, if you stack these cans any higher, you'll be doing a show from them. And I was right.
True.
But we need them here, okay? This is it. This is how we get out of the misery. This is how I can just stop. I can start dropping spat. Every word you've ever heard on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to just get rid of all the things, you know, and just be able to say what I want to say. Buy the goddamn seltzer. Right now, by the way, I'm gonna highlight, because we're in Tennessee in like 50 stores. You've got the store locator there. Go up to Clarksville, top of Tennessee, if you don't mind. Do me a little favor there, Bobby. There you go. Go to that top one. What's the top one? Okay, those two are fine. So Value and Variety in Clarksville, Tennessee, 3863 Trenton Road. Mulligan's Wine and Spirits, 2255 Wilma Rudolph, Clarksville, Tennessee. Now, the reason I'm going to spotlight these today is they're super close to Kentucky. So if you're there and you just want to drive over the border, because we like right now we ship to Kentucky, but obviously you have to pay the shipping prices and all that shit. Just drive over the border and then pick them off from all these stores and then you're good to go.
Gotcha.
They're restocked everywhere. Fun places. Jack Brown's Bar in Chattanooga still rocking there on their fourth order already. Loft Wine and Spirits in Paris, Tennessee. We're in Paris now.
Ah, you
Paris
spent time?
In the springtime.
Have you spent time?
I have.
Oh, good for
Love
you.
Love Paris in the springtime in Tennessee. It's amazing. Clarksville is stocked. Memphis stocked. Knoxville stocked. Nashville stocked. Go there. There's a couple huge stores that start with the word total there. That's you can go in and peruse and have fun. Get all the things there. They're totally awesome. Now, if you're the rest of us dummies out there, so they're on the screen right now. Beard and Beer Market is fun. A couple people just brought cases there the other day. Total, that store is totally awesome right there in Knoxville. And let's face it, football season starts 31 fucking days, dude. If you're in Knoxville, get those 8% to kick it off right. I can promise you, if you show up at that party there, you're good to go.
It's impressive.
So the OG flavors are in front of me. They're still in the store. We ship to 41 states. You can ship to your house. Peach, lemon lime, blue raspberry, and strawberry shortcake. I just got a text right now that said the new flavors are set to run on 9/19. Okay. 9/19. Okay. So that is in 5 weeks. They're running on 9/19. I just got a fucking email. We're good to go. And those you can order through the mail and all that other stuff. And then every time you buy a case online and it gets shipped to your house, we pour every cent back into going to another state. There's a new state opening in 3 weeks. So super stoked about that. So let's go. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Support the show. It really fucking helps. And yeah, dude, hopefully all the shows will just only be, you know, hard AF seltzer shows. And then we can say even worse shit than we do now, you know?
Yeah.
Because some sponsors aren't cool with it, brother.
Weird, right? Yeah.
Everybody's getting so brand sensitive. I can't say the word spaz anymore. What are we going to do, James? We gotta hide.
I don't know if I've ever said that word. And I probably haven't spaz? Said it. Yeah, and like
I haven't said it since I was very a long child. Time.
So like I'm good on that.
And
like,
it had nothing to do with anybody who was mentally or physically retarded. Nothing. Sure didn't. Nah. And in my town there wasn't.
What did you use?
Sorry, did you grow up in a whole town where you were?
Would you use the word spaz to describe?
Me freaking out as a child, too much sugar.
Kind of like somebody that too much has sugar. A disability and spazzes out?
Nope, just too much sugar. Oh, that's all okay. It was. I had too much sugar and I was out of control.
And you...
And that was what it was, James. Mm-hmm.
And you were saying you were spazzing
not
out.
Not doing this fucking game with you here. I'm not going down every fucking word. Are we throwing out rule of thumb? Are we throwing out all the shit? Not doing it anymore. I don't fucking care. If it's not the N-word, know that I don't give a shit anymore in this life about any fucking meaning you want to attach to it.
I also don't give a shit about any of the other letters. I just want to make sure that you know what you're railing against.
Don't care. I don't care about any of it
anymore. I don't want you to be dumb and pissed off. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather have it be you know what you're raging against and you still rage.
Sure. Don't care about any of it. Not going with ableist. I'm not doing any of it. The 90 letters they've now added on to LGBTQ, whatever. We're not doing that anymore here. So I don't fucking care. I'm all done with it. Unless it's the N-word, I don't fucking care anymore. Just know that about me.
I think we all know that about you. But anyway.
Because the other part is, now we're pretending monkeypox came from. And now we can't say that either. Can't say what's happening with monkeypox. That's the new one. Did you hear the thing from California yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
State of emergency, Jabes. Back to masks, staying indoors, everything else. Monkeypox is there.
Is it the same protocol like for COVID? Because it's not.
Oh, yeah. They want you to wear the fucking mask out now.
But it's not airborne.
They're saying it is. The CDC just released a thing that said it's fucking airborne. You
That's
can pull it up.
Gotta be new.
Gavin Newsom made a fun speech about it yesterday. So if you're in California, guys, state of emergency. Don't go outside without your mask up again, okay? Be safe towards everybody. Be safe to yourself, all right? That's where we're at here. We're also not allowed to talk about who's getting it and why.
Mm-hmm.
So part of his statement yesterday was, we want to get rid of the stigma of where and who is getting monkeypox from.
Right.
Why? Any guesses of why certain groups might get offended? They might get offended. Why? It's protecting them.
Yeah.
Why can't we say where what's happening in the majority of people that it's affecting? It would be protecting them.
Also, no one cares if you're gay.
No one cares.
It's not like, exactly. It's not like AIDS in the 80s when people still were like weird to gay people.
Yeah, yeah.
People, no one gives a shit.
It's just like, hey, oh, that's weird. It's spreading through gay people faster, probably because they're cooler than us and have more sex. So
Yeah. And have more fun and like unprotected. And right. They just fucking know how to party, yeah. Dude.
Go to a gay party. They're the best in the world. The best drugs, the best sex, everything you can imagine. So why are we pretending? Like, oh, shit. Sorry, they're having a better time than us. That's what happens.
That's really why it's spreading.
That's it.
Like, they're having a better time.
They're having a better time. They're having fucking orgies. They're having orgies. We're not having orgies. They get to have orgies. Therefore, we're the jealous ones on the outside. The other part about this is it's California. Probably the highest gay population in the United States. One would guess.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That or New York, but yeah.
Right. So what are we not saying? Hey, let's get rid of the stigma. You and everybody else can get it. Well, are they? How about you release those numbers to the fucking world, okay? Now, Gavin Newsom, he wants to run for president. I don't understand. I mean, if you want to live in a state that's continuously locked down and masked up for 90 different fucking diseases, great, go there. That seems like fucking zombie land these days, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts, dude. It's absolutely fucking nuts. And this guy's putting up ads in other states against other governors about, he's put an ad up in Texas and Florida. Saying, man, you guys don't know what the fuck you're doing down there. Huh? I can at least see people walking down the street. No, I can't see anybody there. And the weird part about it is, and Bob, I wanted to ask you about this today. They put a new HEB up close to the studio here. Closer to town. With that, that feels like Los Angeles, California, where I am at a Ralph's. Half the people in there were wearing masks yesterday. I was like, my mind was blown. I was like, what?
I've just been seeing more masks in general lately.
Because of monkeypox?
No.
That's what I was wondering.
No, there's just COVID. Been a resurgence in COVID.
Okay. Yeah. So you're having that and the monkeypox. And what if one more of these fucking things drops, you know, some batwing disease or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Are they going back to that in all 50 states again? Are we just going to be masked up for life? Because there was a couple comments on Twitter last night that were like, the masks are here to stay. Get used to it, everyone.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think that's like four people.
Yeah, that's like the spaz person on.
No, in Los Angeles, you have to wear mask indoors. If you work in any film production at all, mandatory mask.
Yeah.
Actually, shit, they just went back to it 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Three days ago, mask in Los Angeles County.
As you guys know, I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, how was
it? On a large event. Uber did make me check the box saying I was wearing a mask when I picked up.
Uh-huh.
All my Uber drivers told me I did not have to wear it. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty chill. I did source one from the front desk to hold it in my pocket when I went. No one in the arena asked me to wear it. The fire marshal, when walking around with the arena manager, was wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of the firemen were doing the whole chin game thing.
That was before they went fully in the 29th. So they were like, what, gearing up for it or residual from... From the past, I don't know.
I'm not really sure. But if that's where we're headed again because of this, great. Let's do all. Let's just give everybody a biohazard suit, you know, and just be like, great. Here's a hazmat suit. Go walk around. Let's play soccer. Let's put the kids in it. Let's go play some soccer with them. Some baseball. Baseball season's right around the corner. Hazmat up, you know. At least if you got hit by a pitch, you wouldn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Put a hazmat suit on.
Silver lining, you do the shows from a ghost bed. You know, we produce the shows remotely, you know, directly Ross to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know, untethered, uncirked.
Untethered.
Man,
ooh, I like that.
I like that a lot. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I can wear, it's like the Michael J. Fox suit in Back to the Future. I can put that on. Just talk to the microphone like this. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're all going to die. Monkeypox is out there. Fucking AIDS is out there. COVID's out there. You're all going to die.
You're Bubble
That'd
Boy.
That'd be a fun show.
But man on the street.
Yeah. Oh. Let's bubble. Let's Jake Gyllenhaal me and roll me down Hollywood Boulevard. And then I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be absolutely fine with it.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese is now racist as well, by the way. So, are you ready for that, Japes?
I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Bobby, you can pull up TMZ again. TMZ's been on fire the last couple days here. Now there's a video of another child who Chucky'd it in high five. So they're going to have to file a lawsuit there for Chucky as well.
Now, see, I had assumed this was going to be like some background character in the band that no one noticed for like 60 years.
Right.
Who was just
like
in blackface, like been, with a banjo. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has always been problematic. Yeah.
But this is Charles Edgar Cheese.
Yeah.
The man himself.
Yeah, he's the head of the...
So I haven't seen the video, Bob. I saw the story pop up. I got the clickbaity headline. Let's see it. Let's see if she got snubbed here, this kid. Oh, look at that. We're all having fun.
She's having a good time.
She is.
I mean, she's loving it.
Sure.
She's loving it. Oh.
It looked like he kind of tried to, wasn't real sure. You saying she got snubbed, Japes?
I think so. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, people that in a certain state maybe that are hired in that position could have
What state was this in?
New Jersey. Not that states matter to me that much, really. But here's the real thing.
True.
Disney, you were hoping for deep south on that one, James. You were really fishing for it.
But no, you don't think he did?
No.
Okay.
You ever put on one of those heads?
I'm saying it could go either way. Yeah,
you ever put on one of those fucking heads?
I mean, he looked right at her.
Are you trying to say the Northeast isn't equally as racist?
Well, I mean, didn't they start the whole thing to get rid of slavery, right?
It's super fucking racist.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Where at? Where you live?
Jersey?
Everywhere. Especially
in
Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but like it's racism against everything. So
Delco's going a lot off of his feelings today.
Yeah.
You're
racist
so much
against like Italians. You're racist against Polish. You're racist against like subsects of white people and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But here's my thing with this.
Like, semantics.
Disney, when they hire their performers, I mean, they hire you. They're performers. There's a bit of an audition. Like, you get in those fucking suits. Sesame Street probably the same way.
Sure.
Like, this is a felon. This is an ex-felon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? This is a fucking Chuck E. Cheese in Wayne, New Jersey.
Yeah.
You get
in, like,
what you pay for.
Lunch shift.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, because it looks very, there's not a lot of people there.
You pissed off Lauren Manley. She said North Jersey is not racist in all
Thank
caps,
you. I mean,
dude.
Lauren, that's what I was saying, but.
North Jersey, isn't that Patterson? I shot up there. It was all black. I remember there.
I
shot an all black neighborhood.
North Jersey, South Jersey.
What's that?
South Jersey.
He said South Jersey, Lauren.
South Jersey. What cities are down there again? Refresh my mams.
Wildwood.
Wildwood. Was that where the amusement park was?
There's a boardwalk.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. We're really fucking reaching.
But he's
here.
Saying like racist against like Italians and what?
Just everybody. Just equal hate.
I think the answer to that, right, is there's more. It's more of a melting pot. Right. So there's more races.
Sure. So you're saying Chuck E. Cheese, this particular guy, was pretty racist?
I don't know. I'm saying, like, I could definitely see in the video, like, okay.
We don't even know that this guy isn't black.
The other ones?
Like, we don't know who's working that fucking thing.
Yeah.
This is just it's a Chuck E. Cheese mascot.
Yeah.
It's not, yep. this is a bottom tier mascot worker.
Yeah.
When you don the uniform, you lose all race.
Chuck. You
That's
are
Disney. And, That's Disney. That Chuck
He's
E. Cheese.
He's racist against humans at that point,
sure.
right?
Chuck E. Cheese doesn't have these rigid rules. So
I feel bad for the girl.
Yeah, like that's the other thing is like if he didn't see her, if he tried to, whatever, it is fine. But like it is a very sad video to watch either way, no matter who the kid was, that you're like, if that was my kid, like sitting there trying to get a high five for like a really long time.
Sure.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Was it on purpose? I don't know. Okay. I'm just saying like it's.
All right. You know where this is going to lead to, right?
What?
They're just going to ban all mascots, animals from all things. And we can end racism that way by just banning all the costumed animals from everything in the world.
That's
probably next, right?
Everyone's just spazzing out over mascots.
Yeah, dude, just spazzing out over mascots. Everybody's freaking out over these mascots. They're all going to be banned. We did it in cheerleading. This is the next step. Cheerleading wasn't good enough that it was hot girls. Then it was, you know, I love my body and I cherish it great. And then they get the fat ones on there.
Right.
Then you got to get the dudes. Well, there's not enough male representation. We got to get the dudes on there. And then you got to get the Carolina Panthers. You got to get the trans now. There's not enough trans representation in cheerleading now. Not that anyone gives a fuck about cheerleading, except if you're a Netflix show. The kid touched a bunch of that kid ended up touching a bunch of minors and sending nude pictures and all that shit. He's in jail for 12 years. That's not good enough anymore. Now we're going to move on to mascots. Like, no more mascots anymore because they're all racist. Every single mascot will be a racist piece of shit. So we're going to start burning those.
Yeah.
Burning those costumes in the streets. We got to get rid of all of that. That's going to be next.
Yeah.
We got to be done with that. We've got to just get off and then make up a word for it, right? What would be the word for mascotting? They're mascotting my child again. They're not even slapping hands with them. They're all mascotting out there. That's very mascotist behavior out there is what we're seeing from these fucking animals in the suits.
Right.
That's mascoticism is what that's what you're relying on right now. You hate all these things in the goddamn suits. But that'll be next. We'll start burning all these costumes and shit. And it'll just be people.
What are they doing about this? Is she like filing a lawsuit or something?
Probably. Probably. And, you know, they'll settle. And then they'll go through some racial diversity training with the employees. That'll take a shit ton of time for a job that's, what, $14 an hour to put on a stinky-ass costume from 1973 and go and serve a cake and do the fucking chicken dance.
Yeah, this is absolutely a minimum wage worker losing his job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Again, and this is not a Disney mascot.
And if I were him and the boss called me into his office, I would take off the head, pull down my pants and shit inside the fucking Charles Edgar Cheese helmet and then hand it to my boss and say, here's how much you're paying me and here's how much I don't fucking care about this conversation. Because chances are I probably didn't see that fucking kid because it's two eye holes cut out in a costume that's about 6'6" and I'm 5'9" and I didn't see that little fucker in front of me.
Or you could be like, and I was fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Like I think most of the time too, they're like, they're either like
it's the beginning of Succession.
Yeah. Boozing.
They're all just fucked up
in there, and they're just like, you know, getting through the day. He's probably smoked a bunch of weed or whatever. I'm not.
Yeah. And then the other side of this
I'm not being druggist.
Did the mom take the kid home and say, hey, I'm sorry you had to go through that racism today? How does that work on the other side of it as a parent too?
Well, you know me, I would have gone right up to the fucking Chuck E. Cheese and be like, do you fucking see her? Do you know what I mean? Like there's other ways of handling it. Like I usually just do it like that.
Right.
Instead of you know, whatever. But I guess I'm not in the same position. But if my kid got ignored or he was like sitting right there, like I'd be like, hey, bud.
Yeah.
Fucking.
But are we at the point where difference. Like if my kid doesn't get a high five, do I demand the guy pull off his head? Show me your skin color. Pull off your head. I want to see it.
I routinely tell my child already. I'm letting him know early. Like I'll stop him when I feel he's been wrong, and I'll lean down and I'll say, "Rory,
yeah,
you've just been murdered. Someone's murdered you. And I want you to know that, and I want you to be afraid and terrified."
Yeah.
Yes. There are no. I will say, Jax. There is no such thing as a misunderstanding. Okay.
Yep.
There is no such thing as an accident.
Nothing.
Everything is done on purpose against you.
Yeah.
You are under attack.
You are constantly under violent verbal attack.
Both start with V.
Exactly. Thank you. Throw all your tokens in the air, stand on the table, throw the pizza against the wall and say, Chucky, take off the goddamn mask. I got to see what your skin color is, brother. My fucking kid didn't get a little high five from you, and I think you're racist. Prove it by ripping off your head in front of the whole birthday party. I got to see that skin color, brother. I got to see it. It's where we're headed.
He could have been. No, I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
We never know. We'll never know, Jesse. We'll never know these hard-hitting answers anymore because it's easy just to post a video and say, you know what? That fucking guy is racist in New Jersey. The guy in the mouse costume?
Yeah.
Racist. You know?
Right.
Shit. Right. I'm surprised everybody's not wearing those in the whole state of California in 2 weeks. It's the only safe way, I think.
Oh, the Chucky mask.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Then you can teach a diversity program and then teach about all the diseases that you're probably going to get walking the streets. As you step over the homeless people who are already using drugs and shitting all over them, then you'll be in the fucking mouse costumes. And at least it would seem funner. I think it would seem a lot funner for the Hunger Games out in California if we all dressed up in the mascot costumes. I'll reverse course here. Instead of burning these costumes, let's send them all to California. And that way, instead of walking down the street covered up in your mask and cellophane around your head, poking out eye holes and something to breathe through, you just have a goddamn mascot costume. And everybody's walking around. At least you're jolly looking. The weather's nice enough. It's only 78 there. It's not like you're in this fucking hellscape. So let's do that. We'll send all the costumes out there and we could all fucking parade the streets as your favorite racist Chuck E. Cheese characters.
Right.
That would be fun. Why do you got the costume on? Monkeypox, COVID. I'm worried about AIDS. I'm worried about perineum sun on my asshole, whatever that is. I'm worried about all the things. So we better put a whole goddamn mask and costume on me. I think that'd be great. I think that'd be swell, Jabes. We got a crime corner today?
We do. We have...
Whoa, you just cleared your throat.
Sorry.
Crime corner.
We have dueling crime corners.
What?
Yeah, you and me.
I put one in there because it was super weird.
I know. So
yeah,
we're going to have a dueling crime corner.
Okay.
All right. All so right.
Am I reading mine or are you reading yours?
What would you
what
like?
Are we doing? I think you do the crime corners. What? You have a show tonight at 8 o'clock on Patreon, Drinking Bros Podcast, Crime Corner. I think you should read the crime corners. That's what you do.
Okay. All right. This is your crime corner. Sorry, I was going to have you read it.
I'll read it. God, I'll fire away. Let's go.
Okay. And then I'll read mine.
All right. Then you read yours.
Okay.
This
dueling
is a
dueling crime corner. Dueling, we need some kind of.
We don't have that. We need another bango,
that's
dude. Hit the thing.
That's a third there sound effect.
Wow. Crime corner. Thank you. Oh. And a ham horn? Oh. Let's fucking go,
okay,
dude.
For Ross's, yeah.
Let's go.
We're excited. This is a good one.
Let's go, fam. Pilots found dead.
Mm-hmm.
He exited a plane midair without parachute. Death remains a mystery. Here's the mystery, kids. There was still another pilot in the plane who actually landed it. Crash landed it. The guy's alive. But the other guy jumped out mid-flight. 3,500 feet above a set of trees, and they found him impaled in the trees. Okay. Oh, so the
how
parents
traumatic.
Are asking, show a picture of this kid. He's a good looking kid.
Right?
This kid's chill.
Mad chill.
He's in my frat.
Yeah. Mad chill.
I used to beer, this kid's I used,
chill.
I used to beer bong with Jimmy. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This kid's chill. I mean, he ongoing, crushed. Ongoing
Charles
investigation.
Hugh
but...
Crooks
mm-hmm.
either fell or jumped to his death on Friday. While they were in the skies, they were trying to get down to the ground as safe as possible after the plane lost its right wheel. And that's when Cooks exited the small 10-seater and was just like, fuck it. I think I can jump and make it.
Did he just like, oh, okay. So we're thinking he just freaked out because
not
something
sure.
was
the
wrong or did he have
know.
This planned that this was a suicide, right? Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. So his body was found roughly 30 miles away, stuck in the trees of someone's backyard. Weird thing to wake up to, you know, who's this honky, in the trees in my backyard.
Yeah.
And, he had no parachute on him, which makes this even weirder.
Yeah.
So then you're just doing it just to do it. At 3,500 feet, that's still pretty high where you know you're not going to survive that. The Federal Aviation and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating whether or not he died before the fall.
Okay.
I don't really understand that either. That's super fucking weird. But his parents say that he would never do this or kill himself. So they can't understand why and what happened. Now, if you lost a wheel and you know that and you're going down,
right.
I'd still take my chances with the missing wheel versus, I'm going to go ahead and heave myself out the side of this without a parachute on.
Yeah.
I don't know how tenable, how like possible this is, but if you're going to jump, maybe wait till you're lower too.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
right.
Why that high?
Don't know.
Like, see how it goes and then kind of bail at the last minute. Like, I kind of see that only in those, because also in those like smaller planes, it almost feels like we were talking about being in a helicopter. You're like, I bet if I jump, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, it's not like being in a, you know, jetliner,
sure.
you know,
sure.
you're kind of just like, man, I feel like I'm in the air anyways. Like, what if I just,
yeah, what if I just did it? What if I just fucking did
or
it?
Or what
dude?
If I just like, we get low enough and I just kind of jump and roll. I feel like I could do it.
Yeah.
So I see that, but I, Lots of questions.
Well, so the other part of it for me is this. If you were low on fuel and you were going to crash, you're like, fuck, we got to land, right?
Right.
But it doesn't appear that was the case either. Then I would have said, because I know these planes. I got some buddies who own these and that's their hobby and they do it.
Sure, it's
they
one
all,
of those.
They all end up dying. Spoiler
yes.
alert.
Yes.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah. They're all going to end up dead. It's going to be a JFK Jr. sitch. Like, they're not going to know one time. And it's like, no,
oh, yeah,
all
yeah,
the hours
sure.
and all the things.
For sure.
With this, though, what I don't understand about this story is, all right, so let's say homeboy is freaked out. And he's like, I got to get the fuck out of here, right? If I'm his buddy and I'm still flying the plane, I'd be like, you know what? If you want to jump out and try to do it, just let me go low, as low as I can, right? You get to a safe distance of maybe 10, 15 feet. Where you can jump out into a grassy field and then all go back up in the air again, because you can do that in those planes. I'll go back up in the air again and then try to land this safely if you're dead set on jumping.
Yeah.
What you definitely don't want to do is give that a shot at 3,500 feet.
Yeah, so what I'm guessing is there wasn't a lot of conversation. The way I pictured it was they're flying the wheel, you know, they start a little bit freaking out. They're calling back, you know, traffic control, and he just, the guy's trying to figure it out, and he hears the door kind of flapping. Do you know what I mean?
So you're like, saying a little less conversation, a little more action.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
That's how I pictured it. Like, I can't see them being like, I'm going to go, buddy. No. You know what I mean? Like, we have parachutes. No.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to try it without it. I'm just going to tuck and roll. Like, I don't think there was a lot of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, ongoing investigation. I'm guessing they'll probably find, you know, something going on with this kid. You know, the parents, he would never. He was on antidepressants, and then they added another one. He would never. And you're like, actually, those kind of things like really make you want to do that, right?
It's pure speculation.
Pure speculation. But
it kept me up where I just kept thinking of all of these scenarios. And I was like, all right. And then at the end of the day, the best scenario would have been to stay in the plane and try to land it and be like, all right, great. Let's like he did. He landed it. He's in the hospital for, you know, a couple weeks, but whatever.
Which makes me think that there was something else going on.
Maybe. Because when you enter those situations, you see people freak out and everything else, and people really lose their shit. And you're just like, oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I sat next to Brandy, the singer, and when there was turbulence, she started crying hysterically.
Yeah.
And screaming for her bodyguard. And, like, that happened on a Southwest plane.
To be fair, Brandy's...
Los Angeles.
In Brandy's defense, you know, she's had some rough travel situations
in
the past.
Yeah, she's been through some accidents, and killed people and shit,
She's killed some people.
She's killed a couple people.
That's in a motor vehicle.
What is turbulence but a car running over bodies?
Holy shit.
That's land turbulence.
Yeah.
Whenever something shakes, she's like...
You going full turb?
No, it's just like
if we're
PTSD.
Replace spaz, going full turb. And then you're going to get the Indian community. I wear a turban. That's offensive. Turbanist.
I actually don't even.
You're turbanist on that one. Mm-hmm. But this one kept me up because I read it last night. I was like, fuck, I don't understand. The only thing I can think of is he had the thing in him that I have where it's like, fucking jump. I got to fucking jump, dude.
Yeah.
I can make it. I can jump.
For sure.
What if I just jumped right now? What if I just fucking did it?
Yeah.
What if I just fucking jumped right
what
now?
What if he was like thinking that the whole time?
No.
And then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe he saw Aviator when DiCaprio went down and got all burned up and shit and was just like, I don't want that to happen to me.
Yeah. I mean, again.
Who knows, dude?
It's probably an ongoing investigation. I'm sure they're going to.
It sure is.
Get into what his life actually was and not just what parents think.
I'm not a scientist, and I don't have any guesses. It just doesn't make a lot of sense, but we'll find out.
Right.
I'm sure the buddy will say, hey, dude, homeboy said something or did something or whatever, and then we'll go from there. But when we get the answer, better believe we'll have it for you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you've got a crime corner
Ross
of your own,
on
correct?
Top of it. Yes. So this is a classic.
Woo! Is it?
Classic old school crime corner.
All right.
From Detective Brandon Taylor Bates. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, BT Bates.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. I know BT Bates in the chat.
Yes. Is he in right now? I don't know.
Don't know.
He's probably out on his beat.
I glance down and then I'll write hammer the like button. If you're wondering who does that, it's me. I don't know what we should have somebody that just writes that all day, but like, yeah. But yeah.
So anyways, woman rode motorbike naked, got fingered in the street, and punched a blind man.
Now
again, not all on the same day, unfortunately. I was hoping that's what it was. But it's just a number of problematic behaviors that led to her
being
in jail. Yeah.
Okay.
This is what you're...
All right, so she got fingered. She punched a blind man.
Yeah, so she's been jailed and banned from entering Woking, which is where she's from. This is a...
Woking? Where is the town of Woking?
Woking. It sounds like from the language, it's Britain?
Britain. Okay.
Anyways. So Natasha Klaus, 36, was described as a mess by a judge after she turned up in court 4 hours late to be handed a 13-month prison sentence. So she did. The judge revealed that she had also been caught riding through the Surrey town naked on a motorbike. So charges include riding through the town naked on a motorbike.
Victimless crime.
And then she pled guilty to outraging public decency after she was caught in the middle of a sex act.
What was the sex act? Do we know?
Getting fingered.
Getting fingered.
She was just getting fingered.
Well, no doubt for money.
Throwing
but
an
yeah.
HJ. The judge
said she was definitely doing it for money.
Yeah. So it was like a prostitution sitch, but it was in kind of like plain sight where a mother and her two children asked her to stop.
Ah.
To which Klaus responded by threatening to punch her in the face. And so she's a real fun gal. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like a mom and the kids is like, oh my God, can you stop? Shut up, bitch. I'm going to punch you in the face as she's continuing to get fingered. She's yelling it.
Yeah.
So she's fun. She's a real good time. The prosecutor, John Upton, said she was spotted in Goldsworth Road, Woking, being fingered by a man. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. When
victimless crime again.
Not a lot of cover in this road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. I mean, oh, is that out in the open? That's the road? Let's show that to the people.
It's literally just like
it's a roundabout.
Right there. And it looks like a little bit of a playground in the middle.
Yeah.
No?
Roundabout, little playground in the middle. That seems all fun and flirty. I don't have a problem with this. So, victimless crimes.
Yeah. When she was arrested at the scene, police said her jeans were pulled up, but her knickers, underwear, were in her bag.
That's a rough word to try to go after these days, you know?
Yeah.
You did it, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
They were in her bag, so she had no panties on.
She was in the habit of befriending vulnerable men and then taking advantage of them. Trouble flared when one of those men was threatened to be kicked out of his place because of her crazy behavior in his house.
Sure.
They argued, and Klaus attacked him, but because he's registered blind.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
That's where the other offense comes in.
He couldn't tell. When he talked to police, he couldn't tell them if it was the fist or the palm, because he's blind.
Sure.
And so when being arrested for the attack, she assaulted two police officers.
Okay.
Calling one of them a...
Say it.
Now it's P*I*C*T.
The last one I know, it's cunt.
Sure. But what's the...
Pig cunt?
No, I's at the end.
Probably piggy.
Piggy?
Maybe piggy cunt.
P-I- or are they spelling pussy wrong?
Pussy cunt?
Maybe they just spell piggy differently over there.
Anyways, I was like, oh, I really cannot figure that one out. But
yeah.
Defense barrister, which is what they call lawyers over there.
Oh, that's fun.
Said that she was addicted to inhaling butane gas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Leading Judge Moss to tell her,
yes,
your life is a mess, quote. The
Taco
judge
Bell
added,
would have told her to live Moss. Yeah. That's great.
Any assault on a vulnerable person is very serious indeed, because the guy was blind. Now
was
look.
He could see shapes. Clearly,
I'm
he
sure
could finger
he was
blaster.
Registered. I like that they had to say like registered blind, right? So that they could like add that to the.
Yeah, it's like Stevie Wonder. It's like he can see shapes, dude. Let's And the weird thing is, Stevie's gonna die, and we're never gonna know. You know, I would just want that one interview with him. Just sit down. Stevie, can you see? Can you see right now the shape that I'm holding up? If he said rectangle, it'd be the best.
Right.
The fucking best.
I think he is. He goes to like fashion shows and stuff.
Yeah, he was in the front of a fashion show.
So he was going off. He really did not like her and her antics. I'm assuming he'd seen her a couple times, like that kind of thing. Natasha.
Sure.
He's just like, look. You are a mess. Your life is a mess. I spoke to your son earlier, and it is a testament to something in your son's life that he's never been to court and finds this whole situation awful. I've made a criminal behavior order against you, restricting your movements and behavior. So 13 months.
Yeah. 13 months in the pokey.
Yeah.
The old hooscow for knocking out a blind man, getting fingered, having some fun. and living life. The motor scooter thing was fun too. You know, that's a nice little drive by. Let's face it, we just saw that street. It's boring as shit.
Yeah,
seeing some titties in your face would be a pretty good way to start the day.
Sure.
And everybody's got to ruin it.
Right.
Now her punching the blind man. Who's to say she didn't have a good reason?
Semantics.
Yeah.
You know, they're just adding that on there.
Who's to say that she didn't have a good reason? We don't know what he said to her.
I'm not ableist, but.
Yeah. Maybe after they were done fingering, she was like, hey, do you have any steakums? And he's like, no, I don't have any. And she looked in the freezer and she's like, goddamn right you do.
You do.
Feel
sorry.
In there, blind man.
Yeah, sorry, I can't see.
Put your hands in the freezer and grab the steakums, dude. Mm-hmm. They're right there, you piece of shit.
Right.
And then she probably knocked him out. We don't know. And this one, Jesse, I'm going to say, I'm going to leave alone. I don't want to pass judgment here.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many factors that go into something like this, a crime like this, that I don't want to give judgment. I don't.
No, she just kind of sounds like a good time.
I know, like a blast.
And so I'm sad.
If you could
sad that she's not on the streets anymore.
Order this on Tinder and be like, hey.
This is exactly what I'm looking
anybody,
for.
Anybody out there want to ride naked on a scooter tonight, finger me. Have some steakums and then me punch a blind man in the face. Hey, Giorgio's hands up. Everybody's all in for this. Everybody's all in.
Oh, and like yell some weird thing that's so bad we can't even say it to the cops.
Even better.
Threaten to punch moms and their kids.
Yeah.
Like, is that the kind of evening that you want tonight?
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people would say yes, I think.
Fuck yeah, they would.
Especially right now.
Monkeypox. You're going to be living indoors in California. This is what you're going to want inside your house for a couple days. It's the only thing that's going to keep you up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Start stocking up on the steakums right now, kids. I'm telling you. I used to put mustard on mine, by the way. Yeah. I'm a big fan of steakums. I'm a big steakums guy.
No, not me.
I like the Dijon mustard, though. I don't go with that poor mustard, the plain one.
Yeah.
I got a little spice to it. Got a little kick in there.
Sure.
On the old Dijon. Fun show today, James. It's getting weird out there, kids. It's getting real goddamn weird. Every word will be gone from our vocabulary. Every letter of the alphabet will now mean something horrific. We're going to be here together. I don't really care. Just send all your mascot costumes to California. Let them dress up and parade through the streets. At least it'll be better than what they currently have. Now, go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Go to Spotify and leave a review. That's all the advertisers really care about. Jabes. And then, obviously, go to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon tonight so you don't miss Jesse Weissman's Crime Corner tonight at 8 p.m. EST, video and audio. Proud of you, Jabes.
Thank you.
Go to Patreon and subscribe to our Adult Swim version of this. And if you think shit was awful on today's show, listen to some of the other shows on there. I'd probably get arrested. Okay? Love all of you. I can't see you, but just know that I do. For Ross Patterson and Jesse Weissman, this is The Revolution. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back.